Bitcoin reclaims $75,000 to short-term holders. Send 37,500 BTC to exchanges in one day. Bitcoin crossed $75,000 on March 17, 2026, extending a rally that has added over 10% in a single week. As of this writing, BTC trades at $75,447, with Ethereum up 9.1% in 24 hours to $2,375. But behind the green candles, short-term holders are moving coins to exchanges at a pace not seen in 2 months. Cointelegraph reported that over 37,500 BTC flowed from short-term holder wallets to exchanges in the past 24 hours, the largest single-day inflow since January 15th. That is roughly $283 billion in coins arriving at venues where they can be sold. The market absorbed it. Price went up anyway. The question is whether that continues. 37,500 BTC moved, and the price rose. Short-term holders, defined as wallets that acquired BTC within the last 155 days, tend to be the first group to sell during rallies. They bought during the recent drawdown and are now sitting on profits as prices recover. The 37,500 BTC exchange deposit represents the largest single-day short-term holder inflow in over 2 months. For context, January 15th marked a local top before BTC pulled back from the mid-70,000s. The pattern is familiar. Short-term holders take profit at resistance levels, and the market either digests the supply or rolls over. This time, buyers absorb the sell pressure without pausing. BTC gained 3.7% in 24 hours and 10.09% over 7 days. That absorption is the notable data point. Exchange inflows at this scale during a prior rally would have slowed momentum or triggered a pullback. Instead, price accelerated through $75,000. Ethereum is outpacing Bitcoin for the first time in weeks. The broader market recovery is not limited to BTC. Ethereum has been the standout performer, rising 9.1% in 24 hours and 18.79% over 7 days to trade at $2,375. XRP gained 6.9% to $155. Solana rose 4.7% to $96.74. And BNB added 1.1% to $682. ETH's outperformance is significant. For most of 2026, Ethereum has underperformed BTC on recovery bounces, a nearly 19% weekly gain, while BTC posts 10% suggests rotation into alts, which typically happens in the later stages of a relief rally rather than the beginning. The Fear and Greed Index sits at 45, neutral, up from single digits earlier in March. That reading suggests the market has moved past the capitulation phase, but has not yet entered the euphoria that precedes blow-off tops. Who is buying $2.83 billion worth of BTC exchange inflows from short-term holders need a counterparty. The coins landing on Binance, Coinbase, and other venues are being purchased by someone willing to buy at $75,000 after a 10% weekly run. Several buyer categories could explain the absorption. Institutional rebalancing. The recent drawdown pushed BTC allocations below target weights for funds that benchmark to crypto indices. A recovery towards $75,000 triggers mechanical rebalancing purchases. Short covering. Last week's $300 million liquidation event wiped out leveraged shorts. Some of that covering likely continued into this session as BTC pushed higher, converting forced buys into sustained demand. ETF inflows. Spot Bitcoin ETFs have historically absorbed large exchange-based sell pressure. While daily flow data from March 17th is not yet available, the pattern from prior recoveries suggests ETF products were net buyers. The result is a market where sellers are present, visible on-chain, and moving at scale, but buyers are matching them dollar for dollar. That equilibrium is unstable. It resolves in one of two ways. Sellers exhaust their supply and price breaks higher, or buyer fatigue sets in and the next wave of inflows triggers a pullback. The January 15th parallel. The last time short-term holders sent this many coins to exchanges was January 15th. That date coincided with a local top near $76,000 before BTC pulled back to the low 60,000s over the following weeks. The comparison is imperfect. January's macro backdrop included uncertainty around Federal Reserve policy and the initial shock of global tariff announcements. March's backdrop includes a market that has already priced in much of that uncertainty, with the Fear and Greed Index recovering from extreme fear. Still, the on-chain signal is identical. Short-term holders hitting the sell button at the same price level where they sold 2 months ago. Whether the outcome differs depends entirely on whether the current buyer cohort has deeper pockets than January's. What to watch this week? Three data points will determine whether this rally has legs or stalls at resistance. Daily ETF flows. If spot BTC ETFs post net inflows above $200 million per day this week, the buy-side absorption can continue even as short-term holders distribute. ETH-BTC ratio. Ethereum's 18.79% weekly gain is nearly double BTC's. If that ratio holds or expands, it signals risk appetite is broadening, which supports continued upside. If ETH gives back gains while BTC holds, it suggests a narrowing rally. Exchange inflow persistence. A single day of 3,7500 BTC inflows is digestible. Three or four consecutive days at that level would overwhelm even institutional demand.